Good evening. And tonight your dream is to forgive. As most of you know, forgiveness is the key to freedom. It's really your pathway to greater love, greater joy and harmony. We've all had many things in our lives that we need to forgive, and doesn't mean that we condone the experience. We initially forgive for ourselves so that we will be free. And so one of the most elegant ways to forgive someone and to forgive yourself, forgiveness usually begins with self. We always have little things there or big things that we want to forgive. But an elegant, wonderful way to forgive is through your dreams, a forgiveness dream. So that's what we will do tonight. So as you know, it's always a good idea to have something specific in mind that you want to forgive, a person, a place, a thing. It's always recommended to do self-forgiveness periodically. All right. So once again, you're comfortable and in your bed, starting to go into deep relaxation, taking a couple of deep breaths, visualizing, sensing, feeling that beautiful waterfall of white light pouring down upon you from the heavens. Cleansing, purifying, healing, uplifting. And yes, tonight there's going to be a pink light. Pink light of pure unconditional love. Yes, the love that you will experience and feel more and more as you continue to forgive self, others, the world. And so as you feel yourself embraced in this beautiful pink light, sinking into that cloud of the mattress that supports you. And yes, feeling your alignment with your self, your higher self, your soul, your spirit, future self, your unique special guides and teachers. You call upon the dreamers, dream weaver, dream tender, dream keeper, dream stealer. That dream stealer might dream. Steal some old dreams tonight to help you in the forgiveness. Lemurian dreamer, and yes, the mysterious other. As you feel your dreamer surrounding you, up, keeping alignment up to the highest level, pure love, the heart and mind of God, Goddess, all that is. And know that tonight in your sleep, you will be taken to the temple of dreams, to the temple of forgiveness within the temple of dreams. And so it's suggested that you state that which you want to forgive, who you want to forgive. And know you can forgive the who, the reason why. Sometimes an event is horrific and you don't want to forgive that action particularly. You want to go deeper and forgive the why, the person. Self-forgiveness is always that first step to freedom, for your freedom to be free. Yes, to be, have that energy space open in you to receive more love. And again, don't forget yourself in forgiveness. And so if you'd like to repeat three times that what you want to forgive, doesn't have to be perfect. Your guides, your higher self, the divine source, they all know. They're so ready to co-create with you this forgiveness as you have stated your intention. You are ready to forgive. And so know that you will spend this night in the temple of forgiveness, surrounded in the pink light. So yes, on one level, stirred up the energy of an old hurt, an old pain, or maybe a current one. And at the same time, you're surrounded in this light of pure unconditional love, which is the highest vibration love, which always follows forgiveness. And so as you drift off to sleep, yes, with a new excitement, knowing you're going to be free. Oh yes, and that dream stealer will be active, and so will the mysterious other, because when you're free from the past through forgiveness, the mysteries of what lies ahead in the realm of pure love can go beyond belief. And so you're drifting off to sleep. Sweet forgiveness dreams.